Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf pedal. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste the Masal. This begins the words of the Gemara. Ma pach ketanim shatar bezav. The Kavachem goes. If we find by the small earthenware jug that they're tar bezav, etc., which Tosfos can explain why didn't we learn the Kavachem of this mappet's mat from a Kavachem from large earthenware vessels. That is, we brought in the Braisa that this mappet's has tuma of oilam mes from a Kavachem. If as Tosfos quotes in Devar Maschil, the small earthenware jugs that are not tummy through Azav, they're still tummy from the oil mess. A map that says Tumas of Medjas Azav, because it's meant to lay on, for sure it's going to have Tumas oil mess. Now, what's bothering Tosfos is Tema. It's a wonder. Why does the Tan the Brice have to learn out the Kavachemer from Pachim Kitanim, but the Misa, Vitarkiv, Viteva, Shapischa Lamala, meaning from large earthenware vessels, that either the size of a saw or a Tarkiv, which is a half a saw, or from a large box which opens up on the top, which does not have medrash. Yochalas is kavuchemer. You can make a kavuchemer. Delay matamba b'medrash. That these types of kalim are not matamba b'medrash because they're not meant for sitting on. And yet matamba b'mes to have tumas elames. So mapetz and matamba b'medrash. So mapetz that has tumas medrash in a dinshi tamba b'mes in the kavuchemer should have tumas mes. Why are we specifically learning out from pachim ketanim? So it says v'yashem, what you could say is no, because the malahanach you would not be able to learn out from these things that we just mentioned, because over there yes they have tumas emes shekein nas an avatuma, because they have a stringency that they become an avatuma. Mashenki b'mapetz in contrast to a mat, the kivin chein latar b'mikva, since it does not have tar in the mikva in a nas avatuma, therefore we could say it wouldn't become avatuma. K'demuche perik basa de evan adav kovadalma beis, and therefore we could say that it would not have the tumah of oil emes. Avakasha, but Tez continues to ask. So, but still difficult. Why are we still learning out from specifically the Pachim Ketanim? Fine, you can't learn out from these other earthenware vessels, but the Mipachim Gedoyle Matzilim Evid Kavachemer. You can learn from large earthenware jugs, the Lematam of Medrus, which does not have Tumas of Medrus. Could Amma Hacha, like we say over here, the Medrus Klicheres Tara, our Sugi tells us that there's no Medrus on an earthenware vessel. And yet, a Mitam of Mess, it's going to have Tumas of Mess. So, therefore, from there you can learn out a Kavachemer to the Mappets. Why specifically Pachim Ketanim? That's the case of Yishlim. What you could say is that Tfei Nichalei Lemevet Kavachem and Bepachem Ketanim. You're right. We could have learned out from Pachem Ketanim, but we prefer to learn from small earthenware jugs. Shetahari Mikol Tumas Azav Legamri. Where there's no Tum of the Zav at all. Does not have even Maga Hazav, because the Zav can't even get his finger in contrast to Pachem Ketanim. So you're right. Although regarding the Kavachem, it would be sufficient from Pachem Ketanim, we prefer to learn from Pachem Ketanim, which totally doesn't have anything from the Zav. And yet still has a lames, for sure regarding the mappets. Stasis is fine, okay. But Vakasha, Stasis is a different difficulty. Tibemayanis hazav, regarding the springs of the Zav, the certain fluids that come out of the Zav's body, his spits, his urine, different types of things. Minolon de limitam apachikitanim, how do we know that you're telling me there's no Tumah Zav at all regarding the apachikitanim? What do you mean? What's regarding his mayanis, regarding his springs like his spit, which it should be mitam even by the small jugs? Because then he debisar hazav lemetam, although like Rash explained that by the hear of the zav, there's not going to be any conveying of the tumma, even though really technically you'd fit a hear and even to the opening of a small earthenware jug. But hain mishum, that's because the bay royal and the gears basic at the pirish bakunj. But that's because it's not enough just that you could touch the inside; it has to be that you have to be able to touch with your flesh, and the smallest thing is to get a finger in. And a finger cannot fit in. Fine, and that's because the mebasa hazav nafka tumaser. We learn that the halacha of the from the flesh of the Zav, that's what we learn from the Lacha of the Tumma of the here. Fine. Aval Reka, but what Tais is asking is regarding the spittle. The Chziv Behed, the Pasuk says explicitly, V'chiyarka Zav B'tar, if the Zav is going to spit onto a Tar person, it's going to convey the Tumma of the Zav. Pshit Tulei Bay Rolin Negiz Basar. There it's not learned out from the Basar. There, we don't need to have that you should be able to touch it with the finger. And therefore, it's difficult because what are you saying that you're not learning from Pachim Gedoylem because Pachim Gedoylem is saying he has no Tumas Zav? It's not true. There is a Tumas Zav regarding his spit, regarding one of his Mayonis. And Tess does not answer that question. Tess continues. If you're going to say, one would ask the following question. How make the Kavachem from the small earthenware jugs to the Mappets mat? We find the stringency by the small earthenware jugs. Where they have a tumma from the ear space, like every klicheres that becomes tumma from its ear space. So maybe because of that, it has the stringency of tumas of lames. Temba b'mappets v'chula. How are you going to say regarding the mappets, which has no receptacle at all, and therefore obviously is not having any tumma from its ear space? And that taste says that you can't say the avid kavachem hachi that, oh, the kavachem of the brisa is not really from the earthenware jugs to the mappets. Rather, it's as follows. Mazav, it's going on the mitamim, not mitamim. What is being mitame, not what's becoming tummy. And that is, maybe you'll say, it's mazav akal everything regarding the tumma of the zav, which is lesser. It's not as severe of a tumma, because she'im mitamim pachim kitanim. It doesn't even contaminate the smaller than rejects. Yet metama mappet still contaminates the mappet's mad. Semesa chamer, so regarding the tumma of a dead person, which is more stringent, meaning the metama pachim kitanim that we find that it contaminates the smaller than rejects, in addition to metama mappet, isn't it a kavu chamer that it should be metame the mat? And that's just tesis. You can't say that, because if that would be the kavu chamer, the malazav, what we find by the zav, that actually it's not necessarily more kal, because shekame matamah b'mishka b'mishav. We find that by the zav, it is more stringent, that's matamah b'mishka b'mishav in contrast to a dead person. So therefore, obviously, that cannot be the kal b'chemes. So then we're back to the question that, how are you learning out from the pachim ketanim? Pachim ketanim have a stringency regarding the teich. That says, teis v'yashim, what you could say is, no, deka l'mei m'shar kel m'yichichu. Then if that would be a refutation of the Kavachim, you'd be able to say that other vessels could refute that. Why? She'im etamim ma'aviran, or metamim b'mes. Whereas other kelim, they do not become, the halacha of earspace is only unique halacha regarding klicheres. And still it's metamim b'mes, often the other mappets, so too I would also include the mappets met, that it also should have a tamas mes, even though it doesn't have the tamah of the earspace. And then you would say, wait a second, malasha kelim shekinas na'avatamah. But how could you learn out from other kalim where it could become an avatumma? How could you say regarding the mappets that does not become an avatumma? Because like we said, it does not have tarab mikvah, and whatever does not have tarab mikvah does not become an avatumma. So that we would say, the smaller the majugs, they would disprove that, because they do not become avatumma, and still they have tumas ames, and therefore that would be the source, and therefore it's not a refutation of the kavachema. So Tesis explain that you cannot learn out the kavachema of mappets from large earthenware jugs, because they at least become an avatumma in contrast to a mappet. And additionally, we'd rather learn that from pachim ketanim, where there's tar from old tumas zav, as Tais explained, maga, hesed, masa, and this that we learn out, Tais ultimately concluded, that we learn the mappets from pachim ketanim, that's actually with a mahatzad from other kalim, where although there is a refutation from pachim ketanim, but that is it resolved from the Sharkim, and all those reputation from Sharkim, that were learned from the Pachim Ketan. Shemek Tzitz Demasa, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Shatoyrim Bezav, where they are tar by the Zav, which Tzitz can explain the reason that there's no Tumas Hesed by a Kli that's surrounded with a Tumat Pasal. And that is, we had this Braisa that we're just discussing before, regarding the Mappet's Mat, that how do we know it has Tumas Oil Hamas, even though it doesn't have, let's say, Tumas Sheretz? So Mekavu Chaymer, if Pachim Ketanim of earthenware that don't have Tumas Hazav, like we're quoting here, Tais Demasa Shatoyrim Bezav, has Tumas Olamez. So the Mappets that has Tumas Medjib Bezav, for sure, is going to have Tumas Olamez. So Tais can explain that regarding the small earthenware jugs, that we're saying that they don't have Tumas Zav, that's because Tumas Klicheres is only from its ear space, not on the outside. So Tais explains, because She'inu Yochel Liga B'Toichem, the Zav can't touch the insides. And the reason is simply the fish apim tsar, because the opening of the jug is very narrow. And therefore you can't have the tum of the zav, can't touch the inside. Now, ubehesed, namulamitamik, what's with Thomas Hesed? That's not about touching the inside, that's just about pushing it. So that's also like the way Rashi explains, the Hesed. Whatever does not have Thomas Maga, does not have the tum of Hesed, because we learn out the terminology of Hesed from a word of Negiah, and just like the touching has to be from the inside, so too the Hesed. Since it's not going to have Tumas Maga, it's not going to have Tumas Hesed. Then Tais asks, but if you're going to say, since you say whatever does not have Tumas Maga, it doesn't have Tumas Hesed, so if that's the case, klicheres amukav tzamed pasul. When you have an earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, which also doesn't have Tumas Maga because it's totally covered from the outside, so then li tamed behesed should not have Tumav Hesed, based on what we're saying. The difficulty is, b'perikam the nida and the gemara nida of heim base. Amar, the Gemara says that in such a case, she'ena nitzel b'me'es le'esha b'nida, that it's not protected from, let's say, a nida moved such a klicheres, And then we say, we find that she's tummy. So from the last 24 hours, we have to suspect that. Or Perkan Nizakan, so the Gemara Gittin of Samach Alpha Mebeis Nami Park also asks, Velechishim Tisitim Ishtin Yidah, that even if let's say we have a Klicheris, a Muk of that it's a Muk of Tzamed Pasel, still we say, okay, so obviously nothing, it wasn't touched from the inside, but the Gemara says, we have to be concerned, maybe his wife, that's a Nida, pushed it, and that the Kli became Tame. But that's difficult. Didn't we say whatever cannot have Tumas Maga doesn't have Tumas Hesed? So how could, from these two sources, that you see that even if it's some Muk of Tzamed Pasel, that you can't have Tumas Maga, that it's going to have Tumas Hesed. That's his taste. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam says, that Tzamed Pasel Chashev Ba L'Chal Maga, that actually, this is different. An earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, it's not just a small jug that you can't get your finger inside. Here it's because there's a seal on it. That says Taisis, actually it is considered, quote, Ba L'Chal Maga. Why? You can't touch the inside, it's totally covered. But if you shall enter the pasach, ultimately it's just a seal. The vessel itself is a wide open seal, and it's going to be ultimately open, and therefore we consider it as Ba L'Chal Maga, even though right now you can't touch, and therefore it's going to have the Tum of Hesed. And as Taisis clarifies, it's not the same thing as the bone of an animal that's nevela. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone touches it when it's sealed, it's tahar. But if it has a hole, then it's going to be tummy. Where the Gemara explains, the Gemara in Chulin of Chavav Amabeis explains, mechusin the kiva, that if it's, what's the difference if it has a hole or not? Because if it's missing a hole, it's like lacking in action. It's not enough to think about it that you want it. As long as it's sealed off, it's going to be considered as sealed, and therefore it's not going to have any tumma whatsoever. And even though you thought about it, you want to make a hole into me, but masa is not going to have tumma of masa, so why is it any different than over here? We're ultimately going to open it, and still you see that as long as it's not open, it does not have the other tumas like masa and hesed. That's a taste. No, the hasam stomach in a medicine, the kiva. There it's not generally, a bone's not meant to be open. It's like a small earthenware jug. It's only with your thought that you want to go ahead and do it. That's not sufficient. Of a mukav tzamed pasel, stami amel pasach. In contrast, by this jug, that it's a wide open jug, it just covered a seal. That's a seal. That's something else. That's something secondary to it. That's something that's ultimately going to be taken off. It's not really considered intrinsic to the vessel itself. That we said that even right now you can't touch it. It will have to assess it again. In contrast to these two other cases that we brought, that by like the bone and by the small earthenware jug, that there, we don't view it as if it's ultimately going to be opened, and therefore, since it can't have Tumas Maga right now, it's not going to have Tumas Hesed. So this had differentiated between the small earthenware jugs, which it's not fit to be touched, because that's just a very narrow opening, so therefore, it's not going to have Tumas Hesed and Maso. In contrast, like we're saying, Klicher, some Mugum Tumad Puzzle, even though right now you can't touch it, but since ultimately it's going to be open, it's just an external seal, therefore, it will have the Tumah of Hesed right now. The next text of the Masnid begins with words of the Gemara, Mapitz she tummy bezav. So a mat that's tummy bezav. This is all from the same brisa that has tummy bezav. In addition to tummy bemes, isn't a kavachimer that should have the tumma of a mess? So he's going to explain that why don't we ask this kavachimer from a klicheres? That is, we said this kavachimer that should have tummas of a mess. Tase explains that first he explains in the Kavachemet Ahacha, it's from this Kavachemet that we bring here in this Brisa, from the smaller jugs, Kaimelon, that we have the rule, B'chol Duk, that we mentioned all throughout Shas, the Chalamatam of Medris, whatever has Tumas Medris, like this Mappets, Matamatame Mess, it has the Tumma of Mess, where even though it shouldn't have it, like it doesn't have that of Sheretz, but if it has Medris, it's going to have the Tumma of Mess, like we see over here in the Kavachemet from the Pachamitan. Ventes asks, Ventame, if you're going to say, Klicheres and Mukav Tumad Pasel, Yechiach, we should refute the kavachemer from the earthenware jug that's surrounded with a seal. What the halacha is, shetami bezav, it has a tama bezav, and the mitama behesik preaches leel, because as we explained earlier, that in the previous tases, that mukav tamed pasul will have tamas hesed. So you see, it has tamazav, and you have a tahir b'mes, yet it does not have the tumah of mes. Like if you put an oil mes, that's the whole halacha the pasuk talks about. If it's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, the tumah does not go in. So that refutes the Kavachemah that's based on this premise. And that's the Taz Vimrabantam says, no, the Light Shaykh Lamema Yechich Mitzabad Pasal. You cannot say to disprove the Kavachemah from the earthenware vessel that's covered with a tightly fastened seal. Why? Because the Mashahu Behesed Azav, this that, the Klicheres Amukav Tzamad Pasal, has the halacha of Hesed of the Zav, As this is what we explained in the previous Taisus. Hainu mishum dabe ki'ilu nagah zav b'teicher. That's because it's as if the zav touched the inside. The whole halacha of hesed is learned out from the terminology of touching. Because I mean, like we explain elsewhere, izehu magash ukukuli. It's actually in the pasuk actually mentioned terminology of touching. The Gemara explains what's a touching like the whole thing. Havam izehu seitu. When you cause something to move, it's like touching the whole thing. And we explain that it's going to have the tum of hesed, even though it has to be with maga, because it really does have maga, because it's emily pasach. And the truth is that if you had a olive size of it inside the tightly fastened seal, it would be metame. So therefore, we say that since as tumas maga, it's going to have the tum of hesed again, and that wouldn't be a refutation of the kavuchim over here, where from pachem ketanim, where you see that it does not have any tum of itself, and still we say that has the tum of mes. That's going to be the kavuchim or two. The Mappets, where it does have Tumah Zav, for sure it's going to have the Tumah of the Oyla Mes. Continuing with the next choice of the message, it begins with the Gemara, V'alesli Tar ben Mikveh. But it doesn't have Tar in the Mikveh. Tar's going to explain, how do you learn a Kavu Chaymer from Mappets, even though it does not have Tar in the Mikveh? That's because we learned in the Braisa that an earthenware vessel that's not going to have Tumah Medrus. That the Gemara says, the reason is because Tumah Medrus is dependent on tar and the mikveh, as it compares to the zav, to the nida, and the klichera, since it doesn't have tar and the mikveh, so it doesn't have tumas medrus. And that Rebbe Lo was asking from our braisa that we brought in, you see by the mappets, that kavuchemer from pachem gitanim, that if it has tumas medrus, for sure it's tumas olames, the mappets does not have tar and the mikveh. So this is tame, it's a wonder. Because the b'sleif kids are regal, the end of Parakeet's regular, but become the Chofeim Abbey is come out of the Mappets to Hacham. The Gemara brings this Kavachemer of the mat over here, which we learned from the Pachim Kitam that is Tumas Ames. Because Maisila, the Gemara that brings it, that this Kavachemer that's going to have Tumas Ames is Bein Tumas Erev, whether it's Tumay up only for the evening, and Bein Tumas Zayin, whether it became Tumay in the Oil Ames for 7 days. And that has Tasis Mashaich Lahaska Tumas Erev Zayin. What would be the application of differentiating and saying that this is a tumah of for the evening and for 7 days, like from the tumah of oilam es, but keeping the inlatar oilam, since we explained here in our sugya that there's no never could become purified ever anyway. So what difference if it's the evening until the 7 days? It's infinite anyway because you can never be retired anyway. Well, that's the taste of Yishlam. What you could say is the high kavachemer. This kavachemer that we're making regarding the mats, a hani nami, it also helps. Once we have this kavuchim, it lipshut creates a miyuchadim lemedrus, that it also works for wooden vessels that are designated for medrus, the tamei b'meis, where they become tamei from the oilam es, or meisi hol the tamazayin. And it's regarding that element that the Gemara the Baba Kama is bringing, that the kavuchim is for these wooden vessels that they do have tamazayin, which yes, but they do have tar in the mikveh, and that's what saying the significance is that although you can tar in the mikveh, that'll be however tamei zayin for that of Tumas Elemes, or Inami, or another similar approach, Taisa says, that actually Bryce Ari B'chama Potsam. The Bryce actually talked about all types of mats, and this relates to a previous Taisa where he was disagreeing with Rashi, that it's not regarding Kli'ates, because he holds, like it just said, that there that does have a Tar in the Mikvah. Rather, he says regarding Gemi. The second approach, Taisa says, that actually, that we could say that the Bryce was referring to all types of mats. Bein B'mabats 8, Bein B'mabats Shibba Gemi. And as we explained, regarding the halach of saying that it does not have tar in the mikveh, that was regarding that of the gemi. Ubamabitz eitz kamahasim the maisi le tumashiva. And regarding this, that we're saying a chiddush regarding tumashiva, that's regarding that of the wooden mats. This is tar in the mikveh, which does have tar in the mikveh. And regarding that, we have to tell you that that's even the tum is going to go for 7 days. And we're learning how the kavuchem is going to have tumas ames from the kavuchem of pachim ketanim. So next tis the maschel tis against the words of the Gemara. Mila eskina, aren't we talking about the yichdinu leishto nida that he designated for his wife? That's a nida. Tis can explain that how does Rava learn out that a klicheres is tar? Because the Gemara brought Rava learned out from the pasuk chol kli besoach hashe in tamid pasul of tamihu. Sounds like that if there was a tightly fastened seal, it's not going to be tamid olames. And from the fact that the pasuk doesn't differentiate, it would sound like even if he designated for his wife as a nida to sit on, and still we see it's going to be tar. So Pirish B'Kunj, Rashi explains, what's the raya is that the imetam and medrus, and if you would say that an earthenware vessel could have tumas medrus, so heichi matzel, how could you go ahead and protect from the Oilames, well, it called over tummy, but anything that will come tummy, which you're saying could have tummy medras, in the chitz before now, tummy cannot be into position in front of tummo. No, rather, obviously, that's the inference of the Gemara, according to Rashi. Dulema tamim medras obviously does not have tumas medras, and hilkach klicheres amuk of tumad pasul, tarma called tumma. Therefore, the earthenware vessel that's covered with a tightly fastened seal is taller from all tumma. And moreover, so that's just regarding medras. Behesed nami lematamim, also not going to have tumma of hesed. The reason is the chaldovish lebolachal maga, in a bechal masa, since it can have tumas maga, and the reason for that is because it's tightly fastened, so it's also not going to have the tumma of masa. That does not seem to be a correct interpretation. The Vadim Tam Behesed Klicheres Muk of Tamim Pasul, like Tais said before. For sure, it actually does have a Tum of Hesed, even if it's tightly fastened. So, Kemucha Benida, Navhema Beis, or Begitten, Nav Samachavan Beis, Kedabrashal El, like I had said before. And therefore, that cannot be the understanding of the Raya that it doesn't have any Tumma. And therefore, it can be Chaitzitz, because it does have the Tumma, it has the Tum of Hesed. So rather, Tesa explains by Farsha ben Tam. Ben Tam explains in the Chsiv and the fact that it says in the pasuk v'chol kli daik. The inference is from the words in the pasuk v'chol kli, in every vessel, which the miloy askinan. Then when it says all vessels, isn't it talking about dichdinu lishdunida? That it's even talking about that he designated for his wife that's a nida. And the chol tumas haboyz derech gav. And what are we learning from that? V'chol kli is coming to tell us that all tumas that come through the exterior of the vessel, yesh lo nutaroi, we should go ahead and mimitarit. Midrashiv and the fact that it's in the pasuk vichol, so hilkach. That's what I'm coming to say. Therefore, afila yichid lahu liyeshiva tahir, that even if it was designated for sitting, it's going to be tahir from the tumah medras, because that's also tumah that comes from the outside. Av behesed mitama, but says you're right. It will have the tumah of hesed, and the reason for that is because the tumah haba derech teichu hesed, although it's really moving from the outside, it's really like a tumah that comes from the inside. Why? Because the chshvina kilo naga b'fenim, as we had kedamina, like we had said earlier, it's really considered like as if you're touching the inside, because the terminology of hesed is actually learned from the word touching, which we said ezer magoy shehu kukule. What's a touching that's like the whole thing? That is the causing of the moving of it, and therefore, since we learned that from b'chol kli, that's coming to tell us that it's not going to be tamei, because it's something that comes from the outside, which is what medrash is, in contrast to hesed, which from the inside, that yes, it could have. Taisa's Verimavash re-explains that actually, Deloi Boy Lameimer, the Mayri Krabachal Inyan, we don't have to say that the Pasuk of Chol Kli Pesuch is talking about every type of situation, a fellow Yashvalim Ishtu Nido Ayasit. It doesn't have to be talking about that even if she sat on it or she caused it to move, because actually, in those type of cases, we could actually say that if it does become tummy from the medras, it actually does not save from the tumma. Ella rather, what Rav is trying to say, that we're learning from Chol Kli, is im yichid kli cheres le'ishto nidatar, as the wording seems to indicate. It was just designated for the wife that's a nida to sit on. That's what we're saying, that the vessel is going to be tar. And that's where you see the in kli cheres metami medras, that an earthenware vessel does not have the tumma of medras. Why? Because if you would say that the earthenware vessel would be tamei from medras, so then lo yatzel but summit pasul, then it should not say with a tightly fastened seal in the oilames. Why? Avagav the liyashvelav. Even though you're right, she didn't even sit on it yet. But since it would be fit to have the tumas of medras, so then it should not be fit to save in the oilames. Because the avav bishab emes in mekabel tumah megaboy. Although by the earthenware vessel that's a tightly fastened seal does not have the tumah of the mes from the exterior. But keeping the medras yochel a kabel tumma, but since it could technically have the tumma as a medras, so ein lochetz boy lames, so it should not be an interposition from the oilames. But Taisa ends off a mesupik ribakach, but the re is in doubt. Do we actually say this idea, this chiddush, that even if it just fit to be a kabel tumma, even though it doesn't even have it yet, that it would not be able to interpose in the oilames, even though it's still tar? So Taisa had rejected Rashi's interpretation that from the fact that the tzamid pasul saves the oil mess, it's obvious that there's no tumah medras, because something that is mekabel tumah cannot be matzav of nei tumah, because Taisa says that, what I mean, it is tumah tumas hesed. Taisa explains either from Abinu Tam, that we learn that from Bechol Kli, which sounds like that even if a nida sat on it, it's going to be matzav oil mess, or the Re makes a chiddush that actually, from the Rebbe, the pasuk of Bechol, it's even if it was just designated for the sitting of the nida, it would save the oil mess, and since it's roll of kabel tumah, it would not be matzel, the tumah, and obviously then we say that it does not have the tumah of medras. It begins the words of the Gemara. How do we know regarding the Salach of the Mishnah that was saying that if we have a patch that's 6x6 tefachim, you light a plant in the 5 different types of seeds, as we learn that from the Pasuk. Which I just come to explain, where do we know that the measurement of the patch is 6 tefachim? Because all we see is the halacha of 5 seeds. Where do you see alluded to? Yeah, we see in the Gemara that they have this understanding, but where do you see alluded to from the Pasuk, which is the whole Asmachta, say that Ruga that Vav? Says Taisi Yeshem, those who want to say that Ruga Vav Nafka, where do we learn out that the patch is 6 tefachim? So Nafka Lamedachse, we learn it out from the Pasuk in Sheir Hashirim that says L'choyiv Karugas Abaisim. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, which Mashma sounds like L'choyiv, which is a Lashon Luchais, which is a terminology of the Luchais, of the tablets, of the Aseres Adibris. Ve'im Hoyu Vav Vav, they were 6x6 tefachim. Machal Dar Ruga Namikeni, because the Pasuk L'choyiv, because the whole Mishra Hashim is a metaphor. We're talking about the luchas are dear to us. Karugas abaisim, and here we have an aruga, a patch that's 6x6 tefachim. Therefore, we know that this halacha of the aruga that we could say we can plant 5 different seeds is in a patch of 6x6 tefachim. Tunix says the master begins the words of Gemara arba al arba ruchas aruga. We have 4 on the 4 sides of the patch. Tais comes to prove, in disagreement with Rashi, that kalai zroim, that forbidden mixtures of seeds, are biblically prohibited. I learned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to plant 5 different types of seeds in the patch that's 6x6 tefachim, 4 on 4 sides, and 1 in the middle. Tais explains that what we're saying is that when we're having the 4 on the 4 sides, Tais says it's be'emtza ruach, it's in the middle of each side. Like it's obvious in the Gemara, l'fima shafash be'ez Hashem, like I can explain be'ez Hashem, which is not like Rashi, who says that you fill up the whole side and not just in the middle. Another point Tezis comes to say is the Mashapesh Akundras. This is what Rashi explains, which is the whole halacha of the Mishnah, which the Klai Zroim, that is a different types of seeds, not that of a grapevine, that Rashi says that's Dirabban, it's rabbinic, says Tezis, any near the read that does not seem correct to the read. Because the Minim Perikal Abasta, the Gemara says in Chum Dav Kofetetz Vavim and Aleph, that it's referring to there, that whatever the Torah made an abomination, the Torah says not to do it, it's forbidden to eat and to have benefit. As we learn at Leisichel called to Eva. That the Gemara asked, if that's the case, Kalai Zeroyim, forbidden types of seeds, Litzru, should be forbidden to eat, because it's something that I made an abomination for you, because the Torah says not to do it. Now, if you say that Kalai Zeroyim is only rabbinic, how could you say it's included what the Torah made forbidden? And says Tais of Einir Olaymer, and it doesn't seem to explain and to answer, oh, the Larkava Se'ilon, Kari Kalai Zeroyim, that what we mean over there that's biblical, of forbidden mixtures of seeds, it really means regarding grafting of a tree. Meshavim the Besave Parakam and the Gedushin, because the Gemara at the end of the first Parak Gedushin of Lamatesim and Aleph, Mapek Arkavas Elon, the Gemara there learns out the prohibition of grafting a tree, Misadcha Leisizra Klaim, from your field that you should not plant it as Klaim. We see over there, but in general, we call the grafting of the tree by its name, and we don't call Klai Zroim. So if we're talking about Klai Zroim, and we're saying it's biblical, it would sound like the planting of the seeds. Void moreover, the husband of Gedushin Amar, he milsa gufa. On that teaching itself, the end of the Gemara Gedushin, the Gemara says in the Pasuk, Behem t'chaleser be a klayim, your animal, you should not mate them a forbidden mixture. And it says, Sad chaleser is a klayim, and your field, you should not plant forbidden mixtures, which we learn that from the comparison. Ma behem t'chal beharva, just like your animal forbidden to go ahead and graft them, mating different animals, of Sad chabar kava, so do you, your field is forbidden to plant with different types of seeds, which that's grafting the seeds with a tree, which that's the terminology of harvav, grafting. Now, mabhem tcho noig, and then the Gemara says, and just like your animal, that you're forbidden to mate different types of animals. Noig bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, that's whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael, because if it's not necessarily agricultural, it's everywhere in the world. Avsad tcho noig bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So the prohibition of your field is also in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz. Which a parach on that the Gemara asks, Ve'elahog siv satcha, but the Pasuk says, by Klai Zeroyim, your field, which sounds like only your field that's designated for you, which in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz La'aretz. On that Mishan, the Gemara answers, Ahu l'me'uti Zeroyim shem b'chutz La'aretz. That's coming to exclude the Klai Zeroyim that's in Chutz La'aretz. But grafting in the tree would also apply also in Chutz La'aretz. But says Taisa, from the fact that we have to exclude Klai Zeroyim, that it does not apply in Chutz La'aretz, Mashmat sounds like the Eretz Yisrael, assuming the rice about an Eretz Yisrael, it is biblically prohibited. And so therefore you see that it is biblical, not like Rashi. Additionally, Tais says, Vafilu Rabbi Yeshu, Dama, that he says, and he holds that the prohibition of klayim is only if you have the grape seed and wheat seed and that of barley. So says Tais, Hain l'schayim mishum klay akerem. That's only because of the prohibition, which is two types of klayim planting. That's regarding the klayim of the vineyard. The lisizr karmacha, where there, yeah, it has to be until you plant all those things. But regarding the prohibition of klay zroim, of not planting your fields, he agrees that there would be with different types of seeds that are mixed together, and therefore it's difficult. And Rashi, who wants to say that klay zroim is only rabbinic, seems clearly that that is a biblical prohibition.